Introduction. Some people there are who, being grown, forget the horrible task of learning to read. It is perhaps the greatest single effort that the human undertakes, and he must do it as a child. An adult is rarely successful in the undertaking. The reduction of experience to a set of symbols. For 1,000 years, these humans have existed, and they have only learned this trick, this magic, in the final 10,000 of the 1,000,000. I do not know how usual my experience is, but I have seen in my children the appalled agony of trying to learn to read. They, at least, have my experience. I remember that words, written or printed, were devils, and books, because they gave me pain, were my enemies. Some literature was in the air around me. The Bible I absorbed through my skin. My uncles exuded Shakespeare, and Pilgrim's Progress was mixed with my mother's milk. But these things came into my ears. They were sounds, rhythms, figures. Books were printed demons, the tongues and thumbscrews of outrageous persecution. And then, one day, an aunt gave me a book and fatuously ignored my resentment. I stared at the black print with hatred, and then, gradually, the pages opened and let me in. The magic happened. The Bible and Shakespeare and Pilgrim's Progress belonged to everyone, but this was mine. It was a cut version of the Caxton Morte d'Arthur of Thomas Malory. I loved the old spelling of the words, and the words no longer used. Perhaps a passionate love for the English language opened to me from this one book. I was delighted to find out paradoxes, that cleave means both to stick together and to cut apart, that host means both an enemy and a welcoming friend, that king and gens, people, stem from the same root. For a long time, I had a secret language, yclept and height, whist, and accord meaning peace, and entente meaning purpose, and fuance meaning promise. Moving my lips, I pronounced the letter known as thorn, like a P, which it resembles, instead of a TH. But in my town, the first word of ye old pie shop was pronounced ye. So I guess my betters were no better off than I. It was much later that I discovered that Y had been substituted for the lost P. But beyond the glorious and secret words, and when the child is born, let it be delivered to me at yonder privy postern unchristened. Oddly enough, I knew the words from whispering them to myself. The very strangeness of the language did me enchant, and vaulted me into an ancient scene. And in that scene were all the vices that ever were, and courage, and sadness, and frustration, but particularly gallantry. Perhaps the only single quality of man that the West has invented. I think my sense of right and wrong, my feeling of noblesse oblige, and any thought I may have against the oppressor and for the oppressed, came from this secret book. It did not outrage my sensibilities as nearly all the children's books did. It did not seem strange to me that Uther Pendragon wanted the wife of his vassal and took her by trickery. I was not frightened to find that there were evil knights as well as noble ones. In my own town, there were men who wore the clothes of virtue whom I knew to be bad. In pain or sorrow or confusion, I went back to my magic book. Children are violent and cruel and good, and I was all of these. And all of these were in the secret book. If I could not choose my way at the crossroads of love and loyalty, neither could Lancelot. I could understand the darkness of Mordred, because he was in me too, and there was some Galahad in me, but perhaps not enough. The Grail feeling was there, however, deep planted, and perhaps always will be. Later, because the spell persisted, I went to the sources, to the Black Book of Carmarthen, to the Mabinogion.